Morning show at East Coast Now. All this week we've been looking ahead to the biggest food festival on the East Coast, Taste of Wicklow. It's back this weekend in Wicklow Town at the Dominicans, and it's not just about food. There's also live music, and we're joined by one of the musicians performing, Annette Joy. Good to talk to you again, Annette.
Hi Declan, how's it going?
Good morning, how are things?
Great, thanks.
Good, and we were just talking about the last time we spoke, which was on last year, about that song for Tuam, basically.
That's right, Fly Far Away, yeah. Yeah, that was released to raise awareness for the mother and baby homes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the survivors.
And how did it all go down?
Pretty well, yeah. It's still available for download. It's called Fly Far Away, and all proceeds go to EPIC, Empowering People in Care Charity. And there's a big event actually happening in the Helix on the 16th of June to also raise awareness for the mother and baby home survivors.
Great. Why did you pick that? Why did you get involved in that charity?
It was just something, like the song is not, it's not about me. I wrote it for them. So like, it wouldn't be right for me to make any money from it. So I just want to, I wrote it to raise awareness and for other people to benefit from it, so if you download it, the proceeds go to EPIC.
Very good. Yeah. So what have you been up to lately?
Well, we've been, I've been playing music, writing music, and before COVID, I used to go down to Fitzer's in Wicklow Town and play a few songs there with a few local lads. And I've been in touch with a few of them now, the Moss Isley brothers, and we're after getting a band together. And
woo.
Yeah, it's sounding really, really, really good, the music. And we were playing Dunlavin Festival last weekend.
Yeah.
And we're playing Taste of Wicklow tomorrow, and we're super, super, super excited to do it.
Right, it's a sort of tour of the festivals of Wicklow.
Yeah. Kind of
yeah. Brilliant exactly. Stuff, okay. And you're going to do a song for us.
Yeah, yeah. And just to mention, with the Taste of Wicklow, Declan, it is on tomorrow and Sunday, 11 to 6. And tickets are only €10. Kids go free. And you can pay on the door or you can buy them online.
So we can have a good time in Wicklow.
Absolutely.
And enjoying the music as well.
Absolutely. There's something for everybody, from the babies all the way up to the nanas and the granddads.
Very good. Okay. Well, do the song. We'll continue our conversation.
Okay, then. Super. Okay. So this song is one of my original songs that I'll be singing tomorrow and playing with the Moss Isley brothers. Just to give you a little bit of a background on this song, it's called Dublin 8 Girl, and it's about a man from Mayo.
Yes.
A girl from Dublin 8.
Dublin 8. Now, Dublin 8 is Inchicore.
Yeah,
and
Kilmainham.
Right. Yeah.
Where I'm from originally. And how they could fall in love so much more deeply if it wasn't for the fact that she has to go home every Friday and have the traditional bag of chips with her ma. So here we go. Dublin 8 Girl. I'm a Dublin 8 girl, and I love me ma. I love me chips on a Friday, a battered sausage too, whatever you're having yourself. I go on, throw a spice burger in there too. 'Twas a Sunday afternoon in the foggy June, I was there with me mum, 'cause you were there too, looking deadly and fine. I sure I caught you throwing a glance at me. We started having the bants, you asked me up to dance. How could I resist that Mayo charm? So we exchanged our numbers. We said we'd meet again. I should have known we'd be more than just friends. But I'm a Dublin 8 girl, and I love me ma. I love me chips on a Friday, a battered sausage too, whatever you're having yourself. I go on, throw a spice burger in there too. We'd meet up in the Fino, go for a pint or three. outside sometimes. Bring some sandwiches, but nothing can compare to me ma's fireside chair. And those chips on a Friday, 'cause I'm a Dublinite girl and I love me ma. I love me chips on a Friday, a battered sausage too, whatever you're having yourself. I go on, throw a spice book over in there too. You said you'd meet me family, especially my mother. And I said, ma, he's like no other. She says, I'll see for myself. Bring him round tomorrow. But does he know you're a Dublinite girl? Yes, I'm a Dublinite girl. I'm a Dublinite girl. I love me man. A battered sausage too, a battered sausage too. Yes, I'm a Dublinite girl, and I love me ma. I love me chips on a Friday, a battered sausage too, whatever you're having yourself. I go on, throw a spice burger in there too.
Annette Joy. I've never heard a song about Dublinite in my life.
It's a funny one, isn't it?
Yeah, and you grew up there, did you?
Yeah, grew up there and Ivy Gardens in Crumlin. So, yeah. And you want to hear that song with the lads, though, playing with it. It's just a whole new level. They brought the music to a whole new level. So, we kind of play songs about...
the places and things.
Yeah, and funny things we observe. Well, you know, like... we have one called Death to the Dry Rope. I don't know if you've seen these dry ropes.
Oh, I have. Yeah. I have, yeah.
And that's okay if you see swim, but some people are wearing them as a fashion statement. I don't know if you've noticed.
In Grafton Street.
Yeah. And it's like, no, do you swim? No. Okay, well, what's the, you know, so there's a song about that.
And what's all the places that you reference there? Now, the Foggy Dew is not in Dublin 8, that's in the centre
of
town.
That's in...
Dame Street sort of
Yeah,
area.
That's right, yeah. There used to be a great session there on a Sunday afternoon. I don't know if you've ever been there for that session, but it was like a group of musicians again got together and just played a few tunes and had a few pints, you know.
Yeah.
It's what we like to do as Irish people, isn't it? Get together.
Absolutely. And when did you come to Wicklow?
3 years ago. The connection is the husband. He's from Bray, so.
Oh, right. Yeah. And both of you moved into Wicklow town.
Yeah. Haven't looked back.
Right.
Love it.
And you play music around
Wicklow. Yeah. Things obviously shut down with COVID and that kind of thing, but... looking to do a few more festivals now. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook, Annette Joy Music, and you can find out where my gigs are coming up and that. But it's just nice to get out and do your thing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And so what's in your mind for happening tomorrow anyway?
So tomorrow we're playing at 2.
Nice.
And we might get an El Falafel in beforehand, since it's the taste of Wicklow. There's
Falafel Wicklow is it, you know, traditional
traditional Wicklow food.
Turkish food, whatever it is.
The Wicklow brewery's going to be there, the Brass Fox, so you can get a pint in if you like.
You're setting up for an afternoon of fun.
It's going to be mega. It's going to be epic. And we have a few friends coming along, like a few of my friends already heard these songs from camping trips and that. And so there'll be people singing along in the audience. I'm suggesting you get down, get yourself a nice little spot on the grass, get yourself a drink, sit back and enjoy our set. It's going to be great.
Very good. It's in Dominican anyway.
The Dominican, yeah. And there's stuff there for kids. There's balloon modelling, face painting, then there's like crafts, there's food stalls, obviously, and then there's other musicians playing as well. The Wicklow Choral Society, they're playing after me. They're one of the best choral societies in the country. And you have DJs. It's going to be great. Great weekend.
Great. Okay.
Really looking forward to it.
So enjoy the taste of Wicklow, the, well, it's the biggest food festival on the East Coast. And it has music as well. And it has Annette Joy from 2 o'clock with the gang and the band. So,
the Moss Isley Brothers, yeah. It's going to be mega.
Enjoy everything.